www.blogtalkradio.com.
And Dunn redo this just for you, Doug.
Do you know, this is one of the rare songs from Brooks and Dunn that kicked
Have
Brooks
we used
in.
This with regularity, though? I thought there was another version of this that wasn't quite so country.
No.
This is the one. Yeah, this is the one.
This is my absolute favorite. Come on, you ain't never been a prom queen.
You don't like the Billy Ray Cyrus one better than this?
I do, but I really, really love it.
Don't we use Billy Ray Cyrus more than we use that one?
No, they're all in an equal rotation.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, I didn't remember that.
Just your thing that you remember is one always ends up more in 1 hour than another.
That's right. You've done a wonderful job of fixing that, Rich. Congratulations. Yes. Eight after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It is the 23rd, the day before. A lot of people get excited about it. It's very nice. It's a wonderful time of the year, not just for those who celebrate Christmas, but the tone that comes out of this. I just, as you mentioned, Brooks and Dunn there, I was thinking about some of the valuable quotes that come from Larry the Cable Guy.
Dinner done.
All right. Larry said a veteran is someone who at one point in his life wrote a blank check made payable to my country for an amount up to and including my life.
Yep.
That is honor, and there are way too many people in this country who no longer understand it. And there's something extraordinarily true in that statement.
You know,
understatement.
The other day, Sean has to bring home a poetry book, and they get a new poem every Friday.
Yep.
And they bring it home, and on the weekend, we read the last three poems. On Friday night, we'll read the last three poems in his poetry book from school.
Nice.
And so we're reading some of the poems that he has in his, and it's like a little binder, you know, type thing, a little folder, a little red folder. And so we're lying in bed, and we open up the little red folder, and we go to the last couple poems, and there's one in there that's five or six back about Veterans Day. So he wanted to read the Veterans Day one, and it talks about honoring the soldiers who've given and served and blah, blah, blah. And what do we say? I said, do you know your cousin Bradley, my brother's son, is a veteran? And he knows Brad, but he goes, is he still alive? And I said, yes, he's still alive. You just saw him, you know, 2 months ago or whatever. He goes, oh. And I think he thought that if you're a veteran,
you're dead. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. All right, so let's counter Larry's serious thought about veterans with something else that I have, I got a quote from Larry on something else. Even after the Super Bowl victory of the New Orleans Saints, I've noticed a large number of people implying with bad jokes that Cajuns aren't smart. I would like to state for the record that I disagree. Anybody who would build a city 5 feet below sea level in a hurricane zone and fill it with Democrats is a damn genius.
Who dat say is going to beat them Saints?
Yeah, who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I thought that was worth a moment or two in our serious overlook of what's going on in the world today.
He's a funny guy.
The Doug Steffens Good Day program. There is a report floating around that is, and then what made me think about this, you know, there are things that trip there. I must be exposed to 400. You know, you ever think about this as you go through your day? I look or I'm tuned, my antenna, the tinfoil are up most of the time. And things that I'm exposed to that I think you'll be interested in or things that are important to sort of pass along I have, if you look around this studio here, and you can see some of it, if you're looking at gooddayshow.com, the broadcast, the video broadcast of it, you can see my area and how there are piles of various things. And there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not inundated, surrounded by things that I think are important for you to know. And it's just a question of how I remember them and what else is going on to trip my memory to go back and here's a point of reference, or here's something that people might need to know, or here would be something that would be good to talk about. So as I look at this, this is food for thought stuff. As we come to the end of the year, Christmas, a great time for celebrating. It's also a great time for reflection, especially every radio show, and we'll fall victim to this too. The best of, the worst of, the story of the year, whatever it is. It's all about the end of the year and the anticipation for the new year. So when I saw this overview and the Larry thing about the veterans got me thinking about where our retirees are and where our veterans are, people who are trying to make sense of where we are right now. I mean, that's probably all of us. But in terms of those people who may have, I mean, the Enron thing is probably the best example of it, but you all know, we all hear these stories of men and women who have worked for 40, 45, 50 years for a company. They put most of their retirement into a supporting, like the stock of a
country. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't put all of your money.
Oh, no. Yeah, we've learned that from the Enron thing.
Uncle did it with Sears.
Yeah. Yeah. Not
stupid.
A good thing. Sears, the same thing.
Yeah.
Eddie Lambert, who's the guy that runs Sears, has milked that place.
Yeah, he was an old school Sears guy from back in the 60s and 70s.
But this isn't the old,
boom,
the old school Sears. This stuff isn't any good anymore that they make, as sad as it is. The Kelvinator and the Sears brand, Craftsman, just not the same.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get back to that.
Diversify, man, has to be your word.
Yeah. So anyway, the people who are now going out on their own, the people who have retired and now they find that they can't make it. So the ideas that folks have come up with that have been successful or maybe not so successful. I'm going to give you a few suggestions, a few ideas, a few stories about people who, upon retiring, thought they were going to be okay. Turned out they weren't okay, and they had to go back to do something. A lot of people don't want the responsibility of being on their own, that is, creating a business. Other folks have done extraordinarily well at doing it. I'll tell you stories of both the going to work for somebody else story and the starting your own business story and some of the success stories, one way or the other, in a moment on Good Day at 14 after the hour.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Thriving in the morning and the rest of the day. People listen to this program all over the place, all around the world at gooddayshow.com. And as they listen, perhaps live as we do the program in early morning and mid-morning and morning drive. But people, how would you expect somebody to spend 4 hours in the car or in the home? How do you, you don't do that. So you can now, through the facilities that are easy to access with your iPod, you've got an iPhone or an iPod app, or you just can download on your computer and listen to things. You can put it in to some device, and it's not difficult at all to keep up with the yakkings on Good Day. And this is a point that maybe gives us, as we think about next year and where we are going, will the economy get better? And are we going to, some people think America is a very sick society and a very sick country. As a matter of fact, I think there are those who think America, maybe given where we were and where we are now, maybe the sickest of all of the countries in terms of our realities. Michigan is a good place to go, or not a good place to go, but it's an example of how being dependent on, in this case, the automotive sector, has basically destroyed that state economically. That state's a disaster. Horrible. So what have people done who worked in the auto industry? There's a fellow who worked as the, interestingly, Richie, you appreciate this, he was the parts manager in one of the plants. That is, the person who was in charge of seeing, this is fascinating. I mean, think about this job.
Yeah.
You have to be in charge, and most of it is computerized now, but you have to have these carloads, trains come in, boxcars loaded with parts.
Mm-hmm.
You have the fenders in one, the engines in another, the dashboards in one, and nothing's made in the plant. They just assemble it in the plant. But all the parts come in trucks,
right,
or on trains.
Right.
So here's a guy whose job is to see that there are enough parts at every single point along the assembly line so that the assembly line doesn't stop.
Yeah.
If you stop that line because there's not a screw,
costs money.
It costs hundreds of dollars for just a few seconds. Everybody's standing around because you run out of something. But imagine what's on this guy's mind, Rich. Mm. What is a part of his planning mode, how he has to be aware of,
mm-hmm,
all of that stuff. The crew's got to get the things off of the trucks and out of the trains and put them in the places that they have. I remember when I worked on the plant in Framingham, the assembly plant, it was a BOP assembly plant. I was fascinated. You know, I'm 18, 19 years old at the time. I don't know much about mechanization. But to see all of these things coming down, these little shafts and chutes, and they bring them up on dollies. But the line would go.
Well, not only think about the line keeping moving, all the people that you have to be in charge,
right,
of to make sure that they get all,
exactly,
the
parts.
But then your suppliers.
Right.
Let's say your supplier is late.
Yeah.
Or short.
Everything's, you're screwed.
What happens if that one screw,
yeah,
is not going to be available for another
for
6 weeks?
Yeah. What do you do then?
Yeah.
You go down to the Home Depot.
Yeah. You get
anyway,
any supplier. That's what you do.
The point of this guy, one guy who used to do this at one of these plants that closed down, he didn't have any money. He was done. So he opened an auto parts store. And he's done really quite well because he understood the same thing that we're just talking about. And he was 60, what does it say? The guy's 62. And he was making $17.50 an hour plus benefits, so he got up to $26 an hour. And he started his own store, got somebody to loan him the money, and he's doing quite well. So there's a guy who fixed his potential sickness. Great story, 21 after the hour.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food Guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'm telling you, it's 23.
Right, no, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about it. Just said to Clay. All right, it's 23. Actually, 24 after the Hard Deck Sailing Good Day program, Thursday, the 23rd of December 2010. This is the birthday of Jorma Kaukonen, who's the guitarist with Jefferson Airplane, May Jefferson Starship. So let's see, you're 70 years old, born this day, 1940. Let's see what we got here. Somebody Love White Rabbit.
Yeah.
Right? Let's see what else.
Never a big fan. I mean, they were a huge influence on rock and roll.
Yeah, they did. And as the Airplane, they weren't as successful as they were when they became the Starship.
Well, with Starship, with Mickey Cantor, they became more of a pop rock band and concentrated on hits instead of just writing freaked out drunk songs.
Right.
So they definitely sold more records.
Yeah.
But rock and rollers will tell you they were more influential when they were doing all the San Francisco hippie drug stuff.
Influential.
Yes.
Yes, that too. Right. Susan Lucci's birthday is today. The actress from All My Children. She's been on that show, 30 years
since
or something?
The show started in 70-something.
Right. And she's supposed to be some kind of a diva?
Not in real life, but on the show.
Really?
Kane has like 10 husbands.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Great show, great lady. She's really nice too. She's like small enough to put in my pocket, but
Been on some. She's been in movies and that sort of thing as well. Johnny Contardo is 59 today, Richie.
Oh yeah.
From the group Sha Na Na. Now
we're
talking.
The TV show they had.
Oh yeah, it's great stuff. All those old cars and the diner sets.
That was a fun television show.
Rock and roll is here to stay. Crank it up, Richie. By the way. Here's a great trivia question. You know what we forgot to do today is the music. We had to do that, the Christmas song, 12 Days of Christmas. We haven't done that yet.
Oh, yeah.
This group was formerly known as Eddie and the Evergreens before it became Sha Na Na. Did you know that?
Huh.
A great trivia. You didn't know that.
They made a lot of money doing everybody else's songs.
Everybody else's songs, yep. Never saw a song they didn't want to copy. They did it much better than Bolton, though.
Yeah, they had a lot of fun with it.
All right, you're going to like this, Richie, because it's Eddie Vedder's birthday. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. His real name is Eddie Muller.
Oh, man.
Why would he change the name from Eddie Mueller to Eddie Vedder?
It rhymes.
Eddie Mueller, Eddie Vedder? Why didn't he just call himself Eddie Mueller?
He was confused
Mueller,
with Eddie Munster.
Yeah. Eddie Vedder, Mueller, whatever.
It's an amazing concert. I've seen him a few times in concerts. He just unfortunately can't keep his mouth shut.
Why? What is he? I don't know.
He usually goes off on some tooth about something.
What? During a concert?
Yeah. Well, last time I saw him was Jazz Fest, and he went on like this 3-minute rant about Shell Oil, and I'm no fan of Shell Oil.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Sing a song.
Yeah. We didn't come to listen to you do your politics.
Yeah.
And then that circumstance. Yeah, that bothers me, too. I didn't come to listen to you tell me about your politics.
Right.
You know, get interviewed by somebody from the Rolling Stone.
Whether I agree or disagree. Yeah, shut up and play the hits, buddy.
Remember, but you see, you're affected by that because you don't like Barbara Streisand's politics, therefore you don't like her music.
You know what?
Now, then you have to be honest. That's really your thing.
No, I mean, Barbara Streisand just bores me. Eddie Vedder.
That's really manly music.
I love. Now, you could probably make the case that most of these rock and roll bands are on the opposite end of me politically.
Lovely. I couldn't even sing a Barbara Streisand.
But even if they agree, I don't want to sit there and just go,
Stony End is a good song for her, a good pop song. Yeah, I remember Stony End, Richie?
I don't.
Oh, yes, you would. Go
that
look
must
it up.
Have been, that must have been left off of my Barbara Streisand's
Stony
greatest
End.
Hits 8-track
right
that
now,
I have.
Your job is to download Stony End.
Hold on.
All right, Barbara Streisand song called Stony End.
If I like Stony End, if I like this song, I'll give you $1,000.
Really, Rich?
Yeah.
But you could like it, and you could just say you didn't like it just to keep it.
No, I'd tell you the truth.
$1,000. 28 after on Good Day.
Here's a sobering statistic. Most people, if they go into a nursing home, within 6 months will spend down all of their financial assets and resources. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Once your money runs out in a nursing home, you're eligible for Medicaid. It pays for long-term care under certain conditions only. Eleanor Ginsler is Senior Vice President for Livable Communities at AARP. Mostly in a nursing home, and it will pay for care in the home, but not as much as people would like. We say in the United States that our Medicaid system, our public payment system, is biased towards institutional care.
A link on our website answers these questions.
What does nursing home care cost? What does home care cost in communities near you?
You can also see if you're prepared for your future. The topics are home and community, legal, health, and finance. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me in the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Wait, I'm singing a lot today. Are you guys going to fire me? I apologize for being an annoying singer.
Well, I like it when you sing.
Yeah, I do. Well, in that case, bring on Billy Ray.
Let's bring on Barbara Streisand. See, there it is again. It's the only reason you don't like Barbara Streisand is because of her politics.
You're right. I'm not arguing with you, but I also think her music's boring.
That song Richie was playing, I sent him on to find one of her biggest pop hits. Song called Stony Inn.
Talking to somebody who likes Salt and Peppa and Billy Ray Cyrus, you know?
Yeah, that's all right. I can still love you. Sorry. Fine. You're going to play this?
Yeah.
We were talking, how did we get off on Barbara Streisand?
Eddie Vedder.
Oh.
Great concert, but starts ranting.
Same with Barbara Streisand. He says he didn't like her music. It's boring. This is not a boring town. This is a great pop hit. Crank it up, Richard. Stony Inn. You really can wind it up. It's really a wind up.
I'll give you this. If I had to pick a Barbara Streisand song, this would be it.
Right.
Good song.
Sure, because it's a Linda Ronstadt song.
Yeah.
That's why I would
But she actually did a better job of it than Linda did, in reality, in terms of pop hit success.
Yeah, it's
a very big song for her.
Fully produced.
That was a song that was popular when I was a jock. That's how I know. Remember that stuff from that era. I think it was 71 or 72, if I'm not mistaken, here and there. Speaking of that, what is still around from when you were a child?
My mom and dad.
Of things, yeah, okay.
The Simpsons.
Now, but
the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
That's good. But I was thinking of that 45... It was on Columbia Records. I can see the record. And in order to play it, I had it in the studio, and we had the turntables that had the big holes for the 45s. But I didn't have a turntable that had a big hole. I had the turntable that had the small hole. So we had these 45 RPM spindles that you would put in the record. And I still have them.
I probably could dig
around in my closet over here and put one up. On the Good Day video broadcast.
Yeah, those little plastic things out in the center.
Yep.
They were like red and yellow and green.
Yep. All right, so what else of the things I'm thinking about? the old cornball drive-in movies, not many of them around.
I've never been to the drive-in.
Never.
No, there's still,
will you take
we
them?
Have plenty of them over here.
Drive-in? Aww.
And a Studebaker, Jennifer.
Yeah, no, they still have them here.
And then afterwards, we go to the car hop and get curb service.
Isn't that where you neck in the back of the
car? Oh, it's unbelievably great.
Why wouldn't you have drive-ins in California? That would
we
be the...
do, but none near me, and my parents were terrible human beings. They never took me skiing or to the drive-in.
The drive-in is a great place to be frisky. It really is. Great.
The driving?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Here comes my lunch.
Wonderful. All right, Rich, that's fine.
Breakfast is coming right back.
Okay, Marlon Perkins. Remember him?
Yeah.
Who remembers Marlon Perkins?
Mutual of Omaha. That... No, not yeah. Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah, no, Mutual... Wild Kingdom. Mutual Wild of Omaha's yeah. Wild Kingdom. Yes, yes, yes. Yep, yep. Anybody remember Sky King?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't remember
was
Sky King.
Was he related
King.
To Vike?
Vike King?
She's such a moron.
No, she's not. She's very clever, in fact. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Some of the things, I'm just
or
going
Don.
Through things that I remember. What was it?
Don.
I didn't hear what you said.
Sky King. Don King.
All right, no. It wouldn't work.
Or
how
the.
About, I can remember 25-cent gasoline. Matter of fact, the first gasoline I ever bought was
under a buck.
27 cents was what I paid for gasoline when I had first was driving a car. 20.
I remember gasoline when it was $2.
Yeah, good. Well, you're well, about in the same league.
Remember gasoline when it was 35 cents.
All right, so see,
much
a little up on
it. Was a gallon.
All right, here's another one. Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Yeah, I tried
oh, yeah,
to buy
I remember that.
To
yeah, the,
is that
the
still
one
around?
In the pan.
Yes,
the round
it is.
Pan.
Yeah,
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 it is.
It right. blew up like Balloon Boy's balloon?
Yeah, but at the same time, there were 5 cent stamps. There was Jiffy Pop popcorn. And there were the Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
I have something that I bet you remember, Doug, that I doubt anybody else remembers.
What's that?
Remember fake cigarettes, candy cigarettes?
Yes. With the red tip?
Yep.
I loved those.
Remember,
you
remember
packs a day?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You remember flash bulbs on the Brownie cameras?
Yes.
Flash bulbs.
Remember 110 film?
What's a,
yeah.
Yes.
What's Brownie?
Yep.
Film.
Yes.
What's a Brownie camera?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was amazing. And then I remember as a kid in one of the schools that I went to that had just been finished being built had a fire escape tube on the second floor. And if there was a fire, they didn't have fire escapes. They didn't have a stair out. You would go down this tube. It was like, and everybody loved it because it was like going down a slide. It's like if you have a plane problem, and remember the guy who put the chute out? That was what these were. These were like chutes. Like,
I'm going on a plane today. Don't talk about plane problems.
Remember black and white television?
Yes.
I do.
That was before.
Stromberg-Carlson television set that my father had. Yep. It was a 10-inch screen with a magnifying glass in front of it.
Remember Wings on Cars?
I do remember that.
Yep.
Do you remember Ding Dong, Avon Calling?
Wings on Cars.
Ding Dong.
Oh,
and here's the one.
Oh, yeah.
The big
like
wings
go
in the
caddies.
Back of,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
of the Chevy.
Didn't we one day do an old slogan contest, Richie, like,
yes.
Brill Cream, a little dabble, do ya?
Yes.
Brill Cream, the girls will all pursue ya. Brill Cream, she'll love to run her fingers through your hair. I bet you I haven't thought of that for...
How about TV jingles? They don't use TV jingles
my
anymore.
My favorite way back memory is VCRs with wired remotes. Remember the wire going across the living room? Your dad sitting in the Lazy Boy?
Yep.
And it had stop and play. It might have had pause and fast forward. I can't remember.
How many people grew up in a house with a wash tub, a wash machine that had a wringer in it? They didn't have dryers.
Yes, I remember helping my aunt put the clothes
and then you put them on the clothes dryer.
That is how silent Jennifer and Clay are.
I remember that.
I'm lost right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember fill it to the rim with brim?
Yep.
I used to do that commercial while I was sitting on the toilet.
Blows my mind. I was listening to something the other day. Maria on her weekend show had a guest on talking about the YI generation and talking about how this generation, I think 10 or 15 and younger, or 15 and younger, almost Clay's age, will be the first generation to grow up not knowing what it's like to not have a computer.
Yeah, my early
right, or not have the internet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, Clay, I remember when I was 27 years old, somebody trying to explain to me the difference between a domain name, www.dougsteffen.com, and an email address, rich@dougsteffen.com.
And well, we were just explaining that to Doug.
I didn't get it. I, for the life of me, I could not comprehend the difference.
That's another thing is I remember when people used to type www.
Yeah, you don't need to do that anymore.
I still do that.
So. I still do that too.
Me.
Just force a habit.
But it just that whole concept blows my mind of you guys not knowing what it was like before the internet.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, who remembers gum wrapper chains?
Oh, yeah. You can make those all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those things.
How about rotary phones? That's an easy one.
I have to get those.
Yeah. You can come with comics in them.
All right, just a few.
Oh, yeah. Bazooka.
Once in a while, you got to indulge yourself in the past. So we were talking, and I want to spend a little bit more time on this, about the what some people describe as America's illness or sickness, the decaying industry, but more what people, you can have that negative view of it. Oh, my God, things are terrible. Or there are some examples of people. I gave you the fellow that ran the parts line at the General Motors plant. Plant was closed down. He was out of work, almost ready for retirement. And then he opened a parts store and has done quite well. He was the guy who learned how to do this. He says, now I'm probably not going to retire. I'll work for the rest of my life, and maybe it'll slow down a little bit. And so how's that bad? Where is this automatic number that people have come up with because of the news media and the government pounding on your head, you got to retire at 62, you got to retire at 67. Why? And what is the old expression? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that also has been tried, I gave you the example of the fellow that opened the auto parts store. There have been a number of people, mom and pop folks who have been in various businesses. I saw a story of a guy who had a blue-collar job in manufacturing. Matter of fact, this fellow worked in a pastel plant down in Dalton, Georgia.
Welcome to my pastel plant.
Well, you know what they do in Dalton, Georgia. That's where the rugs and all the dyes are.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you dye rugs and clothing. I mean, not clothing, but what's the bolts of cloth. What do they call that? Bolts of cloth.
Yes.
The stuff that's used to make suits and everything else that you can think of. So he had a dye stuff business and dyed the thing, but a lot of that stuff's gone offshore. So he went out of business, he didn't own the company. The company went out of business, and he's left there at 62. What am I going to do? So his wife worked as a waitress in a local restaurant, and she said, you know what, it was at the time an opportunity to buy a little corner diner sort of store, and they bought it, and 20 years later, they are in their early 80s, and they still run this little place, and they're happy as could be. So you can turn something really bad, that's the lesson here, turn something really bad into something really good if you don't necessarily follow convention. Another example or two, as time allows, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Holiday shopping can be really stressful, especially for those of us who wait till the last minute. Well, 4G from Sprint can now help take away some of that stress by allowing for a quick second opinion or even a real-time price check. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy for Sprint.
Sometimes around the holidays, I put things off until the very last minute. So when I'm out shopping for my family at the local mall, I use video chat on the Sprint 4G network to show my husband what I'm thinking about purchasing and to see what he thinks. And with the Price Grabber application on my Android 4G phone, what I can do is take a quick scan of a barcode to show me who offers the lowest prices and also to see reviews on millions of products. And at this time of year, I'll take all the help I can get.
4G coverage available in over 65 markets and counting. For more information, visit Sprint.com/4G.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
All right, we're coming up with different stories of people who were down and out or in circumstances that otherwise might have knocked off the average person if they weren't thinking, okay, what are my alternatives? And again, this is people who are in their 50s and 60s who may have worked for somebody. Here's another example of a, I don't know if it's a dying business, Richie, but it's a business that's been in trouble. Caterpillar, T-Rex, all of these companies that made big, heavy equipment, that stuff all fell way, way off. And so a lot of people who are working, started working there, maybe they put in 34, 35, 36 years, and they got out. Here's the story of Ken Simonson, who was a was associated with a contracting firm that used this. He was very familiar with these pieces of equipment, T-Rex especially, because that's what he used. And so what he did he went into the building construction business and created, apparently he had three or four different sources for making metal buildings. And the reason he knew about this is because when the construction companies would buy these products, the recommendation is that you try to put any equipment undercover. And so somehow or other this guy came, he learned about a particular kind of building. It was cheap to build, and you could put your industrial equipment in it, if it wasn't out on the job. So he then saw, okay, here's an opportunity because there are other applications for these same buildings. So he familiarized himself with how to build them, and then they apparently put together it's not unlike the car dealer. I mean, the car application, you take all of the pieces and you put them together and you have a car. Well, this is, you have the tin paneling, you have the frame, you have the screws to hold it on. You have the various support things, and you put it all there. So he came up with a way to buy components from various people who made them all, put them together. He sells it. His business is to assemble this stuff, and he can do it, buy the stuff cheap, and still put it up less expensively than most contractors would do it because they don't know. That's all this guy does. He puts up these buildings, and that's it. No more, no different kind of building. So there's always a, what's the old expression, where there's a will,
yep,
there's a way.
That's it.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
Ad Council.
A lame duck session of Congress ends and some things actually got done. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. And yes, Congress did wrap up its business prior to the Christmas break. We have a motion on the floor to get out of here.
In accordance with the House Concurrent Resolution 336, 111th Congress, the chair declares the second session of the 111th Congress adjourned sine die.
Adjourned sine die means adjourned without assigning a day for a further hearing or meeting. And as we reached adjournment, President Obama praised the bipartisan efforts.
If there's any lesson to draw from these past few weeks, is that we are not doomed to endless gridlock.
Let's talk specifics as to what did get done. The Senate ratified the START Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty with Russia. The president also cheered congressional passage of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which he signed yesterday. And there was something else. Congress passed a long-delayed bill to provide medical benefits to those sickened by toxic air at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. John Feel, a demolition supervisor who lost a foot and has suffered respiratory ailments, says the uncertainty is now over.
We have gone 8 Christmases without federal assistance. We have gone 8 years not knowing what the following year would bring to us on New Year's.
Republicans have been blocking this bill over concerns over funding, but with a last-minute compromise, the Senate unanimously passed the measure that provides more than $4 billion in treatment and compensation over the next 5 years. And what does this mean to John Field for the holidays?
To me, that's better than opening any Christmas present this year. And it's because of everybody's hard work that this Christmas will be the best Christmas that I've ever known.
Now that says it all. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Good snow, good weather, and a great selection is how we want skiing and riding over the holidays, and that's what we have in store. The snowy mountaintops look great, just like the North Pole, and they're well covered with cruisers and swift and smooth snow. While at Stratton in southern Vermont, they get ready to ride up over 60 runs and 28 miles of terrain, more being added throughout the entire weekend. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont, cruising with about 40 runs on 3 different mountain peaks. They ride top to bottom on all 3. Wachusett in Massachusetts at 19 trails. They'll ride day and night. Hidden Valley in Pennsylvania at 17 trails and 5 lifts. Well, out west, the fresh snow keeps piling high like purgatory at Durango, now with up over 4 feet in the last week, 85 runs open. Breckenridge gets ready to cruise 151 trails and over 2,100 acres. While at Vail, some fresh powder, of course, 190-plus runs. Crested Butte continues down 82 trails. They stay up to full operation. Steamboat the same at 162 trails. SportsNowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It was a light trading day yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow up 26 points at the close to 11,559. S&P and NASDAQ both up slightly as well. Crude oil now above $90 a barrel, an increase of 66 cents yesterday. Lots of folks in Southern California hoping to get a break from this today. That's the sound of a downpour. Seven straight days of torrential rain. At least 230 homes evacuated in the Los Angeles area, while massive flooding closed streets in Laguna Beach yesterday. The Golden State expected to get that break today as storms move east into Arizona and Nevada. Pardon the pun, but things are looking up for the U.S. airline industry. Airline officials cheering the latest numbers for 2010 that show this year to be the best in a decade for industry profit. The Department of Transportation reports operating profits for the U.S. air carriers surpassed $7.1 billion for the first 9 months of 2010. A couple of closing holiday-oriented notes that are a little, well, strange. First of all, when it comes to rigging up the lights and lighting the Christmas tree, it can be an expensive proposition when you get the electric bill, right? Well, we have this assistant professor of civil engineering at the University of Colorado, Denver. His name is Jason Wren, and he's using an unusual source of energy to power the LED lights on the Christmas tree in his department. The power is being supplied by animal waste, which, we're told, produces electricity from bacteria within some microbial fuel cells.
Harvest the energy from the fuel cell, and at the same time to form that power from the fuel cell to a usable shape.
Whatever that means. Animal waste being used to light their tree. Poop power, if you will. The tree looks great, but doesn't smell so good. Finally, a theater troupe in Chicago doing something rather odd. It has translated Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol into Klingon. Yes, Klingon, a language spoken by Klingons on Star Trek. In this production, Scrooge is a Klingon. I believe Bah Humbug in Klingon is Poach to Bach. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.